This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Angela joins us every Friday morning from the YMCA. How's your day so far? What have you, run like 20 miles and lifted weights?
No.
Done a couple of Pilates classes already?
I have to teach when we're done, but I'm chilling right now, just trying to get timesheets done. That's what I'm doing today.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have big plans this weekend?
As I was telling Nick, we have a family friend whose daughter is graduating from college, so we are going to go down and celebrate that. And, no big plans.
That's a celebration, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're missing in our lives over the last year, and it's good to have those things, coming back online.
Exactly.
We talked about the bridge phase and Illinois in general, although right now Macon County's numbers are higher than Region 6 and higher than the state average.
Yeah.
Got to keep an eye on everything. But there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. What are you guys doing as far as plans are, thinking about this bridge phase? And then I know the mayor of Chicago used the 4th of July weekend as sort of a benchmark.
Yeah.
But what are you guys looking forward to as far as capacity and being able to change things back to the way they used to be?
Well, we've been pretty fortunate with capacity, and I think this is going to help with lessons and swim team. And I'll tell you, it will be really nice if we can get our equipment all back into the wellness center so we can have both gyms free to, basketball, because we haven't had that for, a year and almost a half. And I think the members will like having their gym back and being able to use it for what it was intended to be used for. I know we're also thinking about getting a shot clinic here.
Yeah, I know that was, we talked about that, and then there was an interruption with the J&J, but you guys are working on the details of that.
Yeah, so we're working on the details. I'm big on let's get these high schoolers vaccinated because, I want them to go back to school fully and be able to participate in high school as high schoolers should be able to go to high school without their masks and be able to go to their lockers and chat. And, they haven't been able to do that for a really long time. And I have a 16-year-old and I want to be able to get her to this clinic and get her vaccinated because the rest of us in the family are vaccinated. And she's the only one. And we need to get that done.
Yeah, we did. Our 17-year-old has the first and gets the second here in a couple of weeks, and we went through the health department to do that, and there were a lot of his high school friends there when that had opened up, but certainly agree and concur with everything you just said. Unlike a year ago when we were right in the heart of everything, there is now a way to get back to normal if more people would just do it.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine, going to school for a year and a half as Maroa has for this entire year, and the kids, unfortunately or fortunately, however how you want to spin it, they're so used to wearing these masks now, it's not even a big deal. But to me, it's like you're not experiencing the full high school moment because you haven't had a normal year. Just like the college students, like my son, you have not had a normal college experience. And that is so important in their lives right now, to just have something normal, where you can go to college and you can go to your classes in the buildings that they were intended to be taught in and go out on campus and do things that you should do as a college student. So get those shots so we can open up and get back to normal.
Amen. Amen. All right. So you're preaching to the choir.
And we're
in lockstep agreement on this. All right. Let's talk a little bit. Now that the warmer temperatures, and I know it's still spring and, we get a little mixed bag of everything, but people can get outdoors right now. And if you own a Peloton, you're probably a lot safer on the trails than you are at home trying to do this. Which is an interesting story. We'll get into a little bit with Nick. Getting out and just getting active and you don't have to take on the world. You don't have to be a gym rat right off the bat. Just taking those first steps, that's the most important part.
Yeah. So, yesterday I was out watching a softball game, and even with all that wind, there were people running, walking their dogs. I even saw cyclists, believe it or not, last evening. I couldn't believe it, but people are ready to get out, and I see it. Take advantage of it. You don't have to go crazy. You know, work yourself into it. And I think when you kind of work yourself up to higher intensity, you're more apt to stay with it. If you just go crazy that first week and burn yourself out, you know.
Yeah, that's what happens to people. I mean, yeah, you know, they try too hard up front.
Pace yourself, yeah. So you can make this a lifestyle change. Let's not go crazy for a month and then take 2 months off and then start back up.
Or hurt yourself, you know, and then that keeps you from continuing. Talk to me a little bit about family memberships at the Y. I think it is by far and away, when you talk about just joining an organization, the very best deal we have in this community. What does it entail? What does it include? What does it cost? A family membership right now.
So if I am remembering correctly, family memberships are $69 for the family, and that includes, that's two adults and then any youth that live in the same household. And that includes everything, pool time, gym, wellness center, and of course wellness center does have age requirements. All the classes are included in your membership. If you have children that are under the age of 6, that includes our Child Watch or Y Zone. You do not have to pay extra for that. It includes everything. The only upcharges are personal training, but everything else is included.
Yeah, $69 for the Family General membership. And when you say youth, I mean, does that mean like high school, college age? You know, what are the parameters for the kids?
So youth would be, you know, 17 or under. And we do, let's say you have a college student, we have college rates as well, but if you can get them and they're living in the same household, and you can get them in on your family membership. But again, they have to be 17 or under to be included in the family membership, because family membership is just two adults.
All right, and then if you wanted it, like maybe you're not going to do it, but you've got a kid or a high school kid, 18 or under, that wants to, you know, participate in basketball or all the things, you can do that for $16 a month.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? I was like, wow, $16 a month. And I try to sell a lot of those memberships to, you know, family members that want to do maybe swim lessons for their kids. It's just a really great way for the kids to get in here and not only do swim lessons, but they can do other things. And again, there's age requirements where, you know, if your youth is going to be in the facility at a certain age, the parent has to be in here with them. But if they don't have a membership, you know, they can just sit on a bench and wait till they're done.
Absolutely. And then the adult general monthly fee is $49. So if you've been listening to Angela and I preach for the last couple of years, $49 a month, when you put that in, you know, context with what you're paying for your cell phone or your cable or, you know, whatever it is in life, I mean, $49 is a pretty good investment in your long-term mental and physical health.
Absolutely. And we all know right now mental health is a big thing, and part of working out and increasing those endorphins really helps with depression and that mental health aspect.
I don't think you can downplay it enough or overplay it enough. I mean, I think you're exactly right. It is proven over and over again. It doesn't fix everything, but it definitely improves. I highly encourage it. The rates are all available, by the way. DecaturYMCA.org is the website if you'd like to check it out. You guys have apps and all the technology. What's the latest, like, on the online classes or people who want to participate from home through a screen?
So, Still a little bit on the struggle bus with that, but we do have something called MOSA On Demand, and you can register for that. That is our MOSA classes that we do here, and what you're going to see is the actual MOSA instructors doing that, and it is a very economical. You can do that for $9.99 a month, or you can do a whole entire year. And then we see a little bit of proceeds from that. But I would highly recommend checking out MOSA On Demand.
All right. Well, listen, have fun with your graduation this weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week. Angela Folk from the YMCA.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.